wife, as a mother and a dear.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jack, and I'm subbing today. So this is a special edition of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today I'm going to be playing some kind of R&B and not R&B, a great accompaniment for a kind of brain-frying finals almost week, rainy Sunday. So keep it locked for an hour. We're going to be getting into some really lush and beautiful sounds today. And I'm excited to share them with you. This first song is Sacrifice by George Riley. Alright, we're coming up next with a little bit of Sade, of course. This Cherish the Day from Love Deluxe, if you don't know it already. But I've been seeing more and more chatter about Sade lately. I think she's sort of becoming one of the, like, This is hard to explain, but Sade is becoming kind of like one of the canonized like artists that people with good taste listen to among like people my age, which is 19 years old and a little older, which I think is interesting. But one of the greatest to ever do it, one of the most beautiful people ever, and responsible for some of the most beautiful music ever. And we have some more Sade adjacent stuff coming up. I'm gonna let the song play because I shouldn't be talking over such a beautiful tune.
got choked on the feeling of what I'm running to. I don't know the reason, quite like you. No doubt of the piecing to make two. I feel it for you.
It was all in a distance, the chemistry between us. No one could foresee this one. I can't be unstuck. It's as if we were tailors. I might call it luck. Let's not just wait and see.
This tune has been Can't Be Unstuck by Tyson featuring Kobe Say. Once again, before that was Cherish the Day by Sade. You can kind of see the vibe we're going for. Some sort of classic, but still a little forward-looking R&B. But it's going to get a little weirder later. And now I have what I would consider a modern classic R&B tune. Give It Up to Me by Ojeremeh. One of the best to do it right now. I can't even lie. I believe this song's been kind of viral over the past couple years, but it deserves it. It's just hypnotic.
Thank you.
All right, as that's fading, I'm going to talk a little more because I love to talk. My next song is from Maxwell, known for songs like Ascension, albums like Urban Hang Suite. But this is off, this next song coming up that's about to start in like 20 seconds, is off of his second record, Embria, which is in the vein of Sade a little bit. He worked with Stuart Mathewman from Sade's band on it. And it's just some of the like wateriest, butteriest R&B ever put to record. There's just so much good stuff going on. Dramatic, sure, but I certainly love it. And this track is Know These Things, : Shouldn't You? But yeah, if you rock with this, definitely check out the whole record, because Embria is a hidden gem by every sense of the word, and one of the greatest R&B records ever released, if you ask me. And I don't say that lightly.
Still you managed to find my
once again. This is Know These Things, Shouldn't You? By Maxwell from Embria. I think I probably could have selected a better song to represent it in this show, but this is sort of more in line with the vibe. But yeah, just really excellent stuff. If you like Sade, there's no reason why you shouldn't like Maxwell, to be honest. But yeah, I don't know. And after this, I have a little Tirza. I have the Tone remix of Beating from her album Color Grade, which is going to start in about 10 minutes, and that takes a minute to get going, so I think I will talk over a bit of that. For those unfamiliar, Tirza is one of the greatest to do it, and I believe Color Grade was her second album, and it came out last year. She's gotten into some really, like, bizarre territory with her newer stuff, but it's really compelling. She's just one of the most fascinating artists in the electronic world. I don't even know if calling her R&B does what she does justice, honestly. But I really love Tirza, and this remix of her song from Tone is really just excellent. Turn up your volume once it gets moving, and let that the sub bass just like reverberate around in your rib cage a little bit, and you'll see what I mean.
Still,
That was The Flow by Erica DeCosier from her debut record Essentials. And now beginning is Unrequited Love by Thundercat from his 2020 record It Is What It Is, which was a decent record. However, Erica DeCosier, her album Essentials is incredible. I love how her first album is titled Essentials. I think that's just a funny thing that she has going on, but I just love the kind of vaguely kitschy but still somehow tasteful 2000s late 90s revival that Erica DeCosier brings. And there does come a time in every great radio show where I've got to read a PSA. I'm alone in the studio today, as you might be able to tell by how much I'm kind of babbling on the mic. But anyways, I'll get into my PSA. It's about storm season emergency preparedness. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home. And this was a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, stay safe out there. I don't think today is quite the storm that that's referring to, but it is rainy. It is spitting all over the place. And frankly, I wish it weren't, but it does make it for a good time to hole up in the WMFO studio and do my thing. But yeah. It's finals, almost finals week, which I think we all of us at Tufts are painfully aware of. And I hope everyone's doing all right. I know that it can be hard. I've been having difficulty with all of this. It's so much work. But still, I'm making sure to take breaks, get on the air a little bit, listen to some good music, and... And don't forget to chill out a little bit, have fun, make some time to socialize. I don't know. I think I'm going to go play some squash later today, which I'm looking forward to. It's a little break from the monotony of staring at Google Docs and practicing presentations. I don't know. And it'll all be over before long. Fewer than 3 weeks, and I think most folks will be off Tufts campus, and you'll be able to get into your restful breaks where you can hang out with some people from home, maybe, or your family, sleep in late. I don't know. I don't know what people do on break. I don't know what I'm going to do on break. Anyways, Unrequited Love by Thundercat, I've fully talked through. It's an alright song. Not my favorite on the playlist today, so that's why I chose that to do the PSA. And next, I have an absolute stunner of a track, Where Will You Be by Yaw.
Where will you be?
Hopefully you enjoyed that last one. Once again, Where Would You Be by Yaw. I really don't know much about that song. I don't think there's much information about that artist at all, but what a voice and what a production in total. Behind my voice right now, I have Feeling You, Feeling Me, an interlude from The Diary of Alicia Keys by, you guessed it, Alicia Keys. And I don't know, I feel like that's a good representation of how it feels outside right now. I don't know, I'm just in that kind of rainy R&B mood, a bit of solitude and a bit of introspection for this morning. And I can't believe it's still the morning. I woke up very early today, so I've lived many lives today. Not really. But yeah, it's nice to have a little sub slot in the middle of the day. Why not? I'm gonna let this song play because I need to quit talking just to talk. I'll be back on the mic a few times later, but this is Feeling You, Feeling Me by Alicia Keys. And my next track will be the Zion Wolf theme from J. Paul off of his classic album, Leak 04-13, or April 13th, or Bait Ones, one of my all-time favorite records. And then more to come, some electronic stuff, some just really nice, pretty, rainy type music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hop back on the mic for a minute and talk over this next song since it's all instrumental and such. There was a J. Paul song in the mix, Zion Wolf theme, and after that, that first little ambient tune was Leah Cole's excellent Sit on the Floor and Wait for Storms, one of my favorite tracks to come out this year. And that last one was Butterflies by Andy Stott, which speaks for itself, really. It's just like one of those songs. It has that factor to it. I don't know, but I was really into Andy Stott around the beginning of this year, and I think that as the winter comes on, I may be revisiting quite a bit of his work. And currently behind my voice is Incense by Erykah Badu featuring Kirsten Agresta from the incredible record New America Part 2, Return of the Ankh. I think that people don't give this record quite enough credit, because it's not quite the powerhouse that Baduism or Mama's Gun is, but it's just very good, very forward-thinking, and very pretty. And yeah, I'm going to keep talking over this because I've only got this and two more songs. I'll be back on the mic in a minute again to do my closing remarks. But yeah, I don't know. I like to talk about basketball on my show. By the way, my show is on Tuesday at 9 a.m. That's my regular show, the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. Make sure to tune into that if you can, because I'll be playing more good stuff, especially if you like what I've been playing. I have pretty fire taste in music, to be honest. Not to get too ahead of myself. Anyways, I like to talk about basketball on my show because I love basketball. My favorite team is the Orlando Magic. And just last night, they lost to the Brooklyn Nets by like 20 points. And it's kind of sad because up until that point, we'd been on a 9-game winning streak, which is a tie for the longest winning streak in Orlando Magic franchise history. And I was hoping we could maybe break the record and sort of like really set the tone for the season. But alas, didn't happen. That's okay, though. I don't know. I'm just really, I love basketball. I was also watching a bit of the Portland Trailblazers Utah Jazz game, which it was like a mid-off to say the least. But it got very close at the end. And the Jazz won despite Lauri Markkanen, one of my favorite players in the league right now, being out. I can't wait till he heals up and can get back on the court, because that guy is really just something else to watch. I really, really love his game. But yeah, those are my basketball thoughts. I also watched some of the Nuggets game, which got pretty close, but the Sacramento Kings pulled it out. Shout out to them. Light the beam. I'm going to allow this song to end, and after this, we have a little Portishead. It could be sweet. And I'm going to be back on the mic in a couple minutes anyway to do my final closing remarks.
cause I don't wanna lose what we had last time you're leaving. This love affair, you don't get something for nothing. Don't know. Gotta try a little harder. It could be
Hope you've been enjoying the sounds of Portishead. It's once again my second to last track today, so I'm going to give a few remarks of closing. I hope you all have an amazing day. If you're listening, have a good one. If you're not, I also hope you have a good one. Thank you to, I should know whose sub slot I'm taking right now, but unfortunately I don't. So thank you very much to them for allowing me the break from the refuge from monotony of finals that I've faced this week. So yeah, thank you. And this has been Jack, and it's been a special edition of the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it locked for another hour after this, because we got the Bella Booth, and I can verifiably and certainly say that it's going to be a banger. And my final track today, which is going to come on at the end of this, is Running by Gil Scott-Heron. Hope you enjoy it. It's a real nice one.
Because I always feel like running. Not away, because there's no such place. Because if there was, I would have found it by now. Because it's easier to run, easier than staying and finding out you're the only one who didn't run. Because running will be the way your life and mine will be described, as in the long run, or as in having given someone a run for his money, or as in running out of time. Because running makes me look like everyone else, though I hope there will never be cause for that. Because I will be running in the other direction, not running for cover. Because if I knew where cover was, I would stay there and never have to run for it. Not running for my life, because I have to be running for something of more value to be running and not in fear. Because the thing I fear cannot be escaped, eluded, avoided, hidden from, protected from, gotten away from, not without showing the fear as I see it now. Because closer, clearer, closer, nearer, because of you, and because of that nice that you quietly, quickly be causing, and because you're going to see me run soon, and because you're going to know why I'm running then. You'll know then, because I'm not going to tell you now.